Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Skincare with Friends.
Hello and welcome to Skincare with Friends with me, Nia Patton.
And me, Natalie.
Hello.
Hiya.
How are you doing?
Oh, just feel like saying sorry to all the people that listen to us, because we have had a few on the Facebook group go, are you guys okay? And someone messaged me actually.
Oh, no, really?
really lovely, and said, is everything all right? We haven't heard a podcast. And I was
sorry.
I am so sorry. We did actually record one, didn't we? We did a follow-up on Asian skincare and it was so long. It was like an hour and a half long. And the sound quality was just shitty.
Yeah, we had technical issues, I suppose, isn't it? It's not necessarily easy, is it? Because we're not professional sound people and we can't be together.
We can't be together. We're not sound people. Although my boyfriend is the closest.
Yeah, he's a sound person.
I've met to a sound person, but he's been so busy. So he's actually got the podcast, the one that we did before. And I just said, in your spare time, which we haven't
got. Can you do some magical tricks to it?
And we're having a new bathroom put in as well. So it's every spare second he is using the heat gun and melting 70-year-old paint off architrave.
Oh, my God. I hope it's not got lead in it.
It's pretty like.
Oh my God, he's gonna become a psycho killer.
Oh, I know. That is the reason for serial killers in the '70s.
Yeah.
Although that was petrol, right?
Oh yeah, there's lead in everything. Every single thing you can think of.
Oh, although the heat to get rid of the lead, that is a little bit of a worry. I personally do think there's lead in it because.
But you're not allowed to do that heat thing because you have melasma, so you can't do that.
Oh, yes. Yay.
Since you're out.
That's a perfect segue into what we're going to talk about.
Yes.
Now. That's so good. I just wanted, this might not be a long one because it's just like, it's to really say hi to you guys. We're really sorry. There is a proper full length podcast coming. Although having said that, this will probably end up being like 2 hours because.
Yeah, Natalie, I started researching it and looking at studies about melasma treatment. So we could go, we could do a two-parter.
Oh, no. No, are you serious? Oh my goodness. Okay. I don't know. What should we start with then? Should we start with you and your bloody studies? You and your science ruining everything?
I want to hear about your ideas and plans.
I've got melasma. And actually, what woman our age doesn't in some form of or another. It's just how prevalent it is, how marked it is, and how much it bothers you, that will probably decide for you whether you're actually going to do something about it or not. I've gone on at it about it at length before, but just to recap, mine is actually quite patterned on my forehead now, but it's not but it's because, you know, I didn't go out all over the summer and I've obviously been really anal about wearing sunscreen. It's really not that obvious. Where it is obvious for me is sort of cheekbones under the eyes and where my tear troughs naturally sort of.
Yeah, that really got on your nerves, didn't it, when it was really bad?
Because you know, you just look tired and you get asked all the time, mainly by women as well, why you look so tired. And I just think
that sucks.
Yeah, it does suck.
There should be an embargo on that question.
It should. Like, there should anyway. If you've got children.
In polite society.
Of course you're going to be tired and look tired. So I've been treating it probably for, I don't know, 2.5-3 years. But mainly,
so you've been on hydroquinone, haven't you?
Hydroquinone's the one that
works. And tretinoin,
Yeah. And tretinoin, that's the one that works. And then, so hydroquinone for me is John Lennon. And then the rest of the Beatles for me is tretinoin and just other stuff that kind of supports it.
Niacinamide is Ringo.
Ringo is niacinamide. Which one's annoying? Paul McCartney is tretinoin. bastard irritating. He's
bloody annoying. Oh my God.
What have we done?
Well, who's George Harrison? Who's George, the best?
Well, no, George Harrison.
Oh, this doesn't work.
No, it does. It does. No, bear with me. It works. Hold on. We've got to keep this going. George Harrison.
SPF. SPF.
He's sunscreen. He's things with kojic acid in. So he's inoffensive. He works in the background supporting all the other things.
With his lute or whatever it was he played. What did he play? Sitar. Not a lute.
Sitar. Yeah, and you know, sort of Hare Krishna, George Harrison was the best George Harrison, so that's when he became, you know, SPF. Anyway, and so using all those things, and it's been working, but there's two sort of stubborn marks that are left.
They're still there.
Yeah,
sucks.
That John and Ringo can't get rid of it, and I just think I need a super group. Wings.
No.
Wings was never a super
You need
group.
Yoko Ono.
If Yoko Ono, oh my God. If Yoko Ono, did you ever see that video that I uploaded?
You did. Someone screaming.
Amazing.
Who was it?
It's
Chuck Berry.
It's Chuck
trying to
Berry.
Play the guitar.
Yeah, Chuck Berry and John Lennon are singing Johnny Be Good, and it was amazing. Mm. And they're just vibing, aren't they? And just doing this amazing thing. And then Yoko just comes on and goes,
she doesn't give a shit. Like she's just screaming.
And she's like beating this drum, and Chuck Berry, even though he's really polite, his eyes just like widen as if to say, What the fuck is happening? Is it sort of microphone feedback? What's going on? And then they unplugged the microphone.
Oh no, she was still screaming.
No, I don't think she was aware. She just carried on.
Oh, no.
So I need something to come in. Yeah. And so I've looked
really
into
sort it out.
Yeah, and I've been looking into sort of IPL. And what does that stand for? Intense pulse light.
Yeah. Therapy. Yeah.
And various peels. And I've just been too scared. And anything heat activated kind of freaks me out.
Yeah.
Because you know.
And you're right to be freaked out as well.
Yeah.
So I've read through all the studies, and it's not necessarily a good thing. It sounds like it would be an easy fix, like, oh, hydroquinone doesn't work, let's just really zap it, but it doesn't really work.
And I just feel that could, if anything, could risk making melasma worse.
Yeah,
it's something
that would be the pits, wouldn't it?
It's heat. Yeah, yeah. And it would be the absolute pits. So this brings me on to Cosmelan, which is basically it's just a real heavy intensive peel. Containing, you know, pretty much all the acids known to man. That's about it, really.
Yeah, I noticed phytic acid and kojic acid.
Yes. Yeah. So I went to a really wonderful woman based in the Vale of Glamorgan. So we're in lockdown in Wales. So each county pretty much is in lockdown. I don't know about the neighbouring counties to us. I just know about the ones in our.
Yeah.
I don't know about North Wales, they're not.
I think some of North Wales maybe, but not in the middle.
Yeah.
I think it's just getting silly now.
Yeah.
We're all locked into our own areas.
Yes, yeah, so we're all locked into our own areas. It means we can kind of travel within our own areas, but even then, like I need a good excuse now to go to work, to go to my office. And I have one, which is I don't have a toilet in the day because my bathroom's been putting in. So
you've got to go in for a wee.
I have to go in for a wee. I can actually shower at work, but it's gross.
Yeah, don't do that. Nobody does that. Surely.
They remind me of the showers in Carrie, in the film Carrie.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, they're not like communal showers.
Well, no, but I mean they've got that awful sort of institutional tile.
Yeah.
That's quite popular at the moment.
And it's just like hairs, other people's hairs, like. Ooh. After you've had a swim.
Nothing gets cleaned. Yeah. So anyway, this woman is based in the Vale of Glamorgan in the most gorgeous house. Oh my gosh. And she's got her treatment room set up in her house, and she's called Orchard Facial Procedures. Her name is Sarah.
Okay.
And she's also an NHS nurse. She's a very busy woman at the moment.
Mm.
And she was brill. And she's been, I think she sells some, you know, nice sort of, you say medical grade. I know that's a really naughty term to use, but you know what I mean. Serious skincare.
Yeah.
So like
clinical.
Have you used anything by Obagi?
No, I haven't. It's really expensive.
It is really expensive. Yeah.
Like just use Dermatica because it's going to be cheaper, isn't it?
Although having said that now, there is, so Dermatica is a British online prescription really for skincare, but it's now has a new rival with which has far more stuff.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And Caroline Hirons is talking about it. Do you think I can remember the name?
Nope. Oh, how? No, I don't know it. I've never heard of it.
No, I think it's another British skincare prescription service. And it offers far more in terms of ingredients, actives.
Cool.
I'm just going to have a look at it now. So just talk amongst yourself.
amongst me. Just wanted to mention one of the things I read in the studies that I was reading, that they found that blocking visible light, so having a SPF that blocks visible light, is actually improves the treatment outcomes for melasma.
Okay.
So stuff with iron oxide apparently can block visible light.
Iron oxide. Okay.
Yeah.
To me, that's strikes me as chalky straight away.
Yeah, I think iron oxide's in like foundations.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure that that's one of the like coloring ingredients that they put in foundation. I'm pretty sure.
Right. Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is really annoying. I'm so sorry. It's really annoying when people in podcasts talk about something and they don't know the name of it, because either some listeners are screaming it or it's just not helpful. So we'll update the Facebook and Instagram page. There is, anyway, same price wise as Dermatica, but there is another online service and they just looks like they're doing far more,
wicked.
Yeah. So that's cool, isn't it? But we love Dermatica
really cool.
anyway. Obagi, and there's another couple of clinical brands that she sells. So she's kind of new to offering the Cosmolan procedure. So Cosmolan isn't one product, it's like 50. So I'll kind of get onto some cons and pros about it. I think if I was just going for a peel, and they were going to use what they call Cosmolan 1, which is basically a thick peel consisting of lots of acids. Hold on, I've got a list. But you have to wear that then for between 9 to 12 hours, depending on your, you know.
Yeah, so it's something you get it put on in the beauty place, and then you've got to go home on the bus with a, with like a, it looks like a sort of
peanut butter.
Like brown paste.
Yes, it looks like peanut butter. So which is nice and tasty. And let me just go through I've got the ingredients for the Cosmolan 2, which is like the one that you follow up with at home, but let me just see if I can get the ingredients of the first one. On the actual Cosmolan website, it gives you very little information, which always I find really off-putting.
Really
annoying. Anyway, so Cosmolan 1, the main ingredients is, and I don't know the strengths, but azelaic acid, kojic acid, phytic acid, ascorbic acid, arbutin, and titanium dioxide. So this is the big thick mask that you're basically told to go home and sit in. And I can just, can you imagine the itchiness and the stinginess?
Yeah, for a whole day with it on your face.
Gosh darn day. Depending, the length depends on your Fitzpatrick scale, you know, where you sit on that scale, obviously. So for me, she said between about 9 to 10.5 hours with that on my face. So straight away, then you wash it off with their degreasing solution, which is a really okay.
Sounds like something you'd use to clean an oven.
The ingredient is acetone, so you know. So nail varnish remover on your face. So you basically, after your peel, you remove your peel after 10 hours, and then you have a pack to go home with. So the pack contains basically a sort of a degreasing solution or a cleanser, let's call it that. Cosmolan 2, which is like the maintenance cream. So basically the same thing that's in the first peel, they weigh weaker quantities. So it contains titanium dioxide, kojic acid, phytic acid, and ascorbic acid. That I did find on Amazon, so I can tell you the exact
Okay, so you could buy that. How much would you buy that for?
Separately, if you were just going to buy that on its own, it's in dollars here, but it's $160-odd.
Oh, wow, quite expensive
and
then.
Don't forget import fees as well if you're importing from US, so that stick on another 30 quid to that, I would.
Yeah.
So you would have to put this on afterwards. This contains, so caprylic triglyceride.
Yeah, so moisturizer.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
And glycerine. Mm-hmm. Sodium dicocalethylneadamine, which I think I looked that one up on Inky, and I think it was basically just attracts water humectant.
Yeah.
Then we've got sodium lauryl lactate and behenyl alcohol. I don't know behenyl alcohol. Do you know it?
It's a fatty alcohol. Nothing exciting.
Okay, but nothing scary either.
No.
Okay, and then we've got glycerol stearate, citrate, and xanthan gum. And then we have
So these are all fillers so far.
Yeah. And then so halfway down the Inky list, if you like. Well, actually, I say that, but the Inky list cuts off. And it does that when you go onto Amazon to look at things. I don't know if you've noticed, but if you've ever gone on Amazon to look at an Inky list, you think, oh, that's not many ingredients, and they only put the first 40 on.
Yeah.
So we're getting into azelaic acid then, aloe barbadensis, which is aloe leaf extract, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sodium ascorbyl phosphate. Okay.
What? Well, this isn't anything that should cost that much money. I mean,
no.
Really.
Titanium dioxide, kojic acid. Poloxamer 407, don't know what that is, do you?
No.
Glycerine and Rumex occidentalis extract, so a couple of nature things chucked in. Salicylic acid, glycerol stearate, niacinamide, and then it kind of cuts off. So basically that's a salute wall, you know, a cream.
It's just a moisturizing cream with some
active
anti-pigmenting stuff. But
and I also
probably not a lot of it.
No,
it's nowhere near the top.
No, it's nowhere near the top. No. Says no caustic chemicals in there. I don't know what that means. And then it just says, no hydroquinone free, but doesn't actually say whether it's fragrance free. And if the sunscreen by the same brand is anything to go by, it is not fragrance free.
Yeah.
Which brings me to the cons here, really. Which is, like you said, there's nothing absolutely amazing in it. What obviously I think if you have a practitioner who's putting a peel on you, if you're going to go say for, I don't know, a 50% glycolic acid peel at an esthetician's or a dermatologist's, what would they tell you afterwards?
Sunscreen.
Anything else? What can you use? What can't you use?
Yeah. I do chemical peels and I send patients home with a pack of stuff to use.
Cool. So what do you send them home with stuff? What kind of stuff does that?
So just plain cream cleanser and just a plain moisturizer with no fragrance.
Okay.
And SPF.
Okay. And that's it, isn't it? So it brings me on to so this one, obviously they're saying that this will work to, and it's unfair of us, I guess, to slag it off when we haven't seen the full Inky list, but I guess if that is the full extent of what I can see, and the website doesn't actually give you any other, any other ingredients either. So that is supposed to be what you follow it up with, but not just that, Nia, it gets weirder that you kind of have to follow it up then with Hydravital K cream. So you get 50 mils of this moisturizing cream basically, which is hydrovitone, vitamin K, vitamin E, amniotic fluid. baby waste, glycerine and silicone oil. So basically it's supposed to be a real not basic, but you know what I mean, a non-irritating cream to follow up with. So the maintenance cream is basically supposed to be a weaker version of the Cosmolam one mask, but we've just sort of discovered it doesn't contain anything that, you know, wiki wow in it.
No, but, and, you know, certainly not in the amount that it would do anything.
No. So that you get 30 grams of that then, you get your degreasing solution, and you get your Hydra Vital K cream to go home with. Probably in the sort of, I don't know how much a whole pack costs. I think I saw on the website that was something like $400.
Whoa.
Yeah. So that's what you get. Probably, you know, 10... say 30 grams of the maintenance two mask and 50 grams of the moisturizer, and just, it looks like quite a little bottle of the cleanser. Mm. Probably won't last you maybe 5 weeks, a month to 5 weeks.
Yeah.
And then you'd have to keep following that up. Obviously, then you need to use a sunscreen, yeah. And they have one of those as well to send you home with, an extra cost. So, and Sarah really kindly gave me a sample of the sunscreen. It was gorgeous. Mm. I put some pictures up on my Instagram. It is really beautiful. It's a really, really fine tinted fluid. Absolutely gorgeous. The only thing is it has got fragrance in it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But its main, so it has, it says it's a mix of chemical and physical filters. The only physical filter in there is titanium dioxide. The rest of it is chemical. The one that is not FDA approved, I don't think. So you're not, any listeners in America and Canada probably wouldn't be able to get it yet, because it contains bisethylhexyl oxyphenol, methoxyphenol triazine.
Tinazorb.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Tinazorb, but
Tinazorb is like the best SPF ingredient ever.
Yeah.
It filters out the whole spectrum and it doesn't break down in sunlight. It's fab. Yes.
Yeah.
Don't know why it's not FDA approved. That's really a shame.
I think it's just new-ish.
Yeah. They haven't got around to it.
That's what it is. Can you imagine how many ones they're trying to push through FDA when they've got so many people shilling like snake oil for they're really busy. The FDA must be super busy. the sunscreen is really nice. Actually, I found that on, that was 50 mils, and I think I found that on Amazon for about £35. So it's not like mega. Mm. I don't think you would particularly like it just because of it has got parfum in there, unfortunately.
Does it smell quite strongly?
It doesn't, no. It does. Okay. And it's almost the bottom ingredient.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. The only thing for me, just the usual thing about chemical sunscreen, is that it does tend to give me bleary eye after a few hours.
Yeah, it stings your eyes.
Yeah, so it's not so much stingy. It's just that annoying blurriness that you get when you're, you know, when you're cleansing at the end of a day. Yeah. And sometimes
I get oil in my eyeballs and go, ooh, I can't see the telly.
You get, yeah, what's going on? Which child am I holding?
Oh no, I'm old. I need glasses. Hang on a minute. I just got oil in my eyes. It's fine.
Yeah, so there is a bit of that. And, you know, so this is the one thing that is making me go, I kind of really want this peel, but I don't want all the other stuff that goes with it, particularly. No. And
have you seen before and after? I've seen on Melasma Facebook page that people have been using it, and I've seen some good before and after pictures.
To be honest, do you go on, is it Real Self?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah, so Real Self is like, I guess, a forum managed
it's like a sort of aesthetic review forum, I guess.
So I'm looking at Cosmolan on there. It's got a sort of, I think it's like 75% would recommend. The before and after pictures are miraculous looking. I mean, there are pictures of men and women there with life altering melasma, to a point where I think one woman who's probably my skin tone, so say, I don't know what number you'd say I was on a Fitzpatrick scale, but
yeah,
her melasma was black, and it covered, it was like a almost like a Rorschach ink blot test around her face, so cheeks, forehead, outer eyes, lip and chin, and hers do look incredible. But obviously we are talking about months and months and months of treatment. So
yeah,
it looks like from the website you get this one peel once, and then your follow-up is the things that I've listed, plus sunscreens, plus other things that they make that are available on their website. But
yeah,
really, that is the crux of it. That is the stuff. So
you're really buying into this.
Yeah.
For paying your money.
For kind of 6 months at least.
Mm.
And that's the bit I don't really like, because the products I use at home are the ones that I've spent 3 years looking for, finding and loving. And I think they wouldn't, none of them, I mean, obviously I wouldn't be stupid enough to sort of use tretinoin while I'm, you know, while I'm using, while I'm having this peel. So certain things I would obviously happily leave out of my skincare routine, but I'm not willing to throw the lot in the bin while I, do you know what I mean? It seems almost a bit MLM-y in a way. Like
you can only buy our stuff, otherwise none of it will work at all.
Yeah, and I'm not like, that's like, I have to put a caveat, that's not what my not what Sarah said at Orchard. You know, she was amazing and she taught me through everything, but basically she's gone away this weekend to work out what, you know, prices are going to look like. And it was nice, you know, talking with her as well. She's like, I think, you know what not to use in conjunction with it and what to use. So what I want to really ask for is the Cosmolan one peel, and then please trust me to sort of follow up myself.
Yeah. Not do anything stupid.
And not do anything stupid. So like we've said, we could be wrong. That Cosmolan 2 maintenance cream, that's probably not the full inky list in there. However,
you could get the ordinary azelaic acid.
Yeah.
And it would have more azelaic acid in it than that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's wrong, isn't it? You know, you get this fishy feeling about it. It's probably right, isn't it? Trust that gut feeling.
A little bit. And it's funny because when I first walked out of there, I was like, oh my God, I cannot wait to get that peel on my face. Mm. Obviously before I read anything about Cosmolan. But for me, it's the amount that you have to invest in it. And I'm not just talking about money and time. It's also like, suspend your disbelief a bit while you just
believe what we're saying to you, even if it sounds shonky.
Having said that, though, the reviews are incredible. On Real Self, the reviews are overwhelmingly positive. The before and afters are, like I said, they look almost fishy because they are so miraculous.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah. You know, I think obviously, you know, people on Real Self, those are derms and surgeons and whoever, they, you know their stuff. But I, you know, for me, it was, I just didn't want to have to just throw all my stuff in the bin while I go in.
Yeah.
You know, use their.
Yeah. Go down the Cosmolan road.
Yeah. So there are.
Leaving all your beliefs and everything you've learned behind.
Yeah. So I'll just do a quick sort of recap of what the you know, Cosmolan says that they will do. So basically your depigmentation treatment pack. So we've been through that. The degreasing solution. The acetone cleanses and exfoliates the skin before the application of the Cosmolan 1 treatment mask. So that is the mask that's obviously put on by your, by the practitioner in their setting. So after the treatment has been carried out, the Cosmolan 1 treatment has been carried out and you've rinsed it off after 10 hours, your maintenance cream continues the work of the mask by preventing the synthesis of melanin for prolonged periods of time.
Yeah.
I didn't also tell you that they have you put this on 3 times a day, that maintenance cream.
Okay. So every, that's quite a lot.
So basically at 8 a.m., 2 p.m. and 9 p.m., well, maybe not 9 p.m., but you have to cleanse, put that on, and your sunscreen on, and then go about your day, and then cleanse, remove, I'm assuming by using their acetone cleanser, and do that all over again 3 times a day for, I think, the first 2 to 3 months. So you've run out of product straight away, because that's only 30 grams. that you're having to put on 3 times a day.
Yeah.
So that's another thing that did strike me as a bit like, yeah, don't know if I want to go for it that much. Then you follow it up with the Hydrovital Factor K cream, which provides regeneration of the hydrolipid mantle, which is the natural protective and lubricating layer of the skin. Mm. The surface layer serves as a protective barrier against external aggression to neutralize free radicals, which cause premature aging of the skin. Okay, wow. So, you know, you've removed your mask, with plenty of lukewarm water multiple times. And for 1 month, basically, you apply Cosmolan 2 3 times a day with your SPF 50+. And then in months 2 and 3, It's important, they say, so this changes slightly then. In months 2 and 3, it's important to treat the root cause of the blemish by regulating overproduction of melanin through constant regulation of the melanocyte. What they're basically saying is you're still doing exactly the same as you did in the first month, just a little bit less. So you're applying that, you know, half moisturizey, half active ingredient-y cream morning and night, again with the Hydra Vital Factor K and SPF 50. And then months 4 to 7,
that's crazy.
Yeah, you're just applying the Cosmolan 2 at nighttime, followed by that same Factor K stuff. So, you know, and the Factor K, we didn't go through the inky list for that, did we? But basically, you know, again, some really nice things in there, but again, that contains
the amniotic fluid, though.
Yeah, but it weirdly, that does not appear in the inky list in the Inky Dakota website.
No. Where are they getting it from?
Yeah. So the fact that those two inky lists don't marry up is quite strange. So really, this Hydra Vital Factor K that they want you to use 3 times a day and then twice a day and then once a day, that contains Parfam as well. But the main ingredients are tocopherol acetate, so an antioxidant.
Vitamin E.
Vitamin E. Lactic acid. And then some skin identical ingredients, so glycerine, serine, and urea. Yeah. And then a soothing.
Amino acids.
And then a soothing ingredient, allantoin. So I don't know how much that would sell for on its own.
No.
But it's, again, and the perfume in there is isopropyl myristate, which apparently is quite, can be super irritating. So yeah, if you are easily irritated by stuff, this definitely wouldn't be a one for you either. So again, it's not, you know, that's not the bestest, and it's something that you can find in any,
They're not unusual agreements. No. Ingredients, are they?
There's nothing in there that actually that I can see that is, you know, wow, really.
No, you know, you could make yourself like a little sort of combination treatment from The Ordinary, because they've got really strong percentages, and you know, make sure you're putting on SPF twice a day.
Yeah. And to be honest, whatever you're going to be putting on your face after you've had this peel, and probably for quite a few weeks after you have the initial peel, your face is going to be so super irritated anyway. And I think that's
especially
something,
if you're putting acetone on it to take it off.
You're putting acetone on it to take it off. Then you're putting perfume in there as well. So bit of Parfum in there.
Yeah, and I just like to know how strong the acid percentage is in the first peel. Like that's pretty important.
Do you know what?
They don't tell us.
I did find it somewhere and now I can't find it anyway. It's nowhere. I can't see it on their website. I don't know if it's
very mysterious.
It is quite mysterious. So I don't know what percentages are, but I'm sure.
It's like being a detective, isn't it?
Tell me the truth.
They don't want to tell us.
No. It was very, very, very high of glycolic.
Okay.
But again, I'd want something a little bit, I wouldn't just want glycolic acid peel. I know it contains other acids, but you know, if this is this special peel that totally kicks the ass of melasma forever and ever, and you know, and also, you know, this is touted, Cosmolan, as the only treatment that they can actually say hands down stops the, so not just, you know, stops it from being made for a little while, but stops it forever and ever. Your melasma won't come back. Well, I can't see how you could make that claim with those ingredients, unless you were doing it once a year. every year for 6 months a year.
It's something that might come back. It's a genetic predisposition. They can't possibly promise that it's never going to come back.
So again,
I guess if they said if you said it has come back, they'll be like, well, you didn't wear you didn't top your sunscreen up enough.
Exactly. Did you apply this twice a day? And I even think, you know, it even says, you know, you are going to react, especially using, so say whatever it's called, Cosmolan 2, that sort of cream with a few of the active ingredients in it and then some sort of skin identical ingredients. If you use that 3 times a day, well, of course, even if you weren't using the peel, the salon, you know, in the in-house peel, first of all, that's still going to cause quite a lot of irritation. And what they say is keep going with it.
Or
just take it maybe down to twice a day if you find it that, if you find it that irritating. But yeah, it doesn't, I can't see, I'm just going to keep looking for the strengths of the acid in the first treatment.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
yeah.
I don't know, you know, it's hard to know, isn't it? Without a study, without, you know, clinical evidence.
Yeah.
You need a study, a good study, to know whether something works.
Yeah.
And I just don't trust brands that say, you know, you can't make a claim like that. It just sounds like lies.
Yeah. It's a shame, isn't it? Because it looks so promising.
And it might work, but it might not.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yep, it might. And so on the Real Self site, yes, 75% of users feedback that it was definitely worth the cost. The pros they list is basically it's one of the few treatments found to be effective for stubborn melasma, but of course it would be when you're using that much, you know, that much on your face for 7 months of the year. The active ingredients in the peel and the cream act together on all stages of the hyperpigmentation to eliminate existing marks and prevent the appearance of new ones. Okay, well, we've already been through that. Cons are, though it's considered safe for all skin types, those with sensitive and or darker skin tones should proceed with caution. Well, that is vague as you like, isn't it? And the other con, which we've already been through as well, is you'll need to adjust your skincare, but read, you need to throw everything out and use everything that they're selling. Both before and after the Cosmolan treatment to avoid sensitizing your skin should not be used with other lightening agents like glycolic or retinoids. And then is Real Self an American website? Because it
seems like it to me.
They list some right nonsense about hydroquinone.
That rings alarm bells, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because like hydroquinone.
It's not banned in the EU.
it's prescription only, though.
Yeah,
you know,
but it's not.
You can get it over the counter in America, but they're a bit more lax about stuff. But, the evidence that it is actually dangerous is very, very weak. There isn't, you know, they found it to be safe.
Yeah, but the Real Self tip here, I mean, it doesn't even mention that. It basically mentions that it decreases the hydroquinone decreases the form of melanin, but it's a controversial ingredient that's been banned in the EU, the UK, Japan and Australia because of safety concerns. Okay.
I know that is really overcautious because it's not. Of a worry, it's fine.
No. And it's not banned either. I think maybe they just mean that perhaps it used to be available sort of over the counter and now it's own prescription only.
Yeah. Well, it could cause, it's called ochronosis, so black pigmentation. So if you're using it in high percentages constantly for years and years and years, then that might happen, yes. So you can't have it available over the counter because there's no one to check that you're not doing yourself harm.
Yeah.
So, it's prescription only, and quite wisely too. But it's not as dangerous as some people say it is.
Yeah. They don't really, the Real Self guys don't really say anything about this Cosmolan peel that we haven't already been over. They just said average cost is around £500, but I'm going to say it's way more than that. If you're using
how
the
much is the first peel then?
I don't know.
On its own?
I don't know.
Not so your
sure.
lady was going to get back to you.
She's pricing that up for me this weekend.
Yeah.
So what I really want to say to her is I love the peel, thanks. And
yeah.
Please.
So if she says the peel is £400 and you can have only the peel if you want, are you going to say, yeah, go on?
I don't know if I would for £400. I don't know.
All right. It's
£250 perhaps.
£250. I would. Okay.
Yeah. I would. Yeah. Yeah, I probably would. and then just because I do feel that it needs a definite stubborn, you know, a kick, and I'd much prefer to go for a peel than I would any other melasma treatment. I just don't want to do anything else that Cosmolan are recommending.
No, I can see that. I get that. I wouldn't do it either.
Yeah.
It sounds like snake oil to me.
Tiny bit, which is it's a bit sort of disheartening, really, because, you know, if the before and afters are to be believed, they are amazing. They are incredible. Yeah. But yeah, these people are probably using it, you know, these are like 6 months into a year's treatment. Mm. Well, I probably am spending the same amount of money, but on my own stuff. But I know that my own stuff is good and chosen by me. And, and I like it.
You don't feel like you've been sold a pipe dream because you're doing it all yourself.
I don't feel like I want to, go down the route of, and like you said, we've been through the ingredients list of most of the stuff there now. None of it is earth shattering. I loved the SPF. I've got to say, I will definitely repurchase it.
Yeah.
I really, really liked it. I thought the texture was absolutely stunning, and I would probably just use a physical above the eyes, like I usually do. Yeah. But yeah, that's about it really from my end. What have you discovered on studying melasma treatments?
I think we should do another one. I just went through like chemical peels and laser and IPL and the evidence about them.
Also
tranexamic acid.
So
that's the newest thing.
That is the newest thing. And actually, I go back to Cosmolan because one of the products that goes into a follow-up pack is very high in tranexamic acid. And we did discuss that at length, actually. So I haven't even, I've got like three or four different pamphlets here what goes into the different home care packs that you can take them. So they do have lots of lovely other things that, you know, Cosmolan does recommend. But tranexamic acid, I think, doesn't the Inky List do one?
Yeah, maybe you're right. Yeah.
I don't know
what percentage it is. Yeah.
I'm sure they're pretty transparent on their percentages.
They are, yeah.
Let's have a look.
But the study I read said that 3% tranexamic acid is comparable efficacy to hydroquinone.
Wow, wee. Are you serious?
On this study, anyway. Sorry if there's noise. Claw noise. The cat is just wandering around.
Inky is 2%.
2%.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good.
It's a night treatment and it's got loads of other lovely things in there as well. So you've got tranexamic acid 2%, 2% acai berry or assay, whatever. And then just they chuck a vitamin C, I don't know which one in. It's like a nice overnight treatment.
I think that sounds great.
It does sound great. And, you know, they are lovely. They don't put any additional stuff in there that you don't really need. I think in the early days of the Inky List, they were kind of fond of throwing coconut.
That's what put me off because I was looking at it. I was like, nah, I don't want any coconut.
I've not found it in any of this. So either they've changed their formulation or
people were moaning about it, maybe.
I know, but they're in hot water. They got into hot water with Caroline Hirons recently because they did the whole clean. Well, you know, the bloody Sephora are going down the whole clean thing. So they want to be 100% clean. I mean, how ridiculous. So anyway, and obviously the Inky List is big on there. Is sold. I think it's the only outfitter of the Inky List in America, I think.
What's that?
Sephora. I think Sephora is the only. Okay. And so they want to be 100% clean, and I think Inky List did some. I know.
It's not clean or what a load of shit.
It's dirty. Don't use it.
Yeah, whatever.
So again, there are lots of things that Sarah, who's the lovely practitioner I went to speak to on Friday, went through with me about tranexamic acid. But maybe we'll go through that in the second part. I feel bad. I don't want to pour scorn on it. But for me, you know, these things might be really lovely. But I just want the peel.
Yes, I think that's reasonable because the peel may well have a really high percentage of stuff in it that will actually do the thing. But then it sounds like they're just trying to sell all these other things. which you could probably, you know, get the ingredients and sort it out yourself, couldn't you?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So yeah, I don't think, I was just trying to look if tranexamic acid was in one of their peels or follow-ups, but it wasn't, was it? I think it must be in one of their other products that they sort of, you know, recommend to you when you, because they've got lots of nice things like ampoules in there, but we are going into really high money. I think, you know, some of these packs go for hundreds.
For the Cosmolan.
Yeah, for the Cosmolan stuff. Yeah. So.
Yeah, good God. Nah.
I know. Nah.
sounds fishy to me. Yeah. I wonder if they do tranexamic acid skincare in Yes Style or any of the Asian brands are into.
Oh, right, yeah.
I wonder if you could find any.
So one of the, going back to the Cosmolan one. So the name of the treatment is Cosmolan, but the name of the company is Mesoesthetic.
Yeah.
And they do their tranexamic acid is called Melan Tran 3X Gel Cream.
Okay.
So tranexamic, it doesn't say what percentage that is. However, it's like the third on the list, but okay, we just don't know what the...
Why wouldn't they put the percentage if it's high up? That's annoying.
Yeah, it's strange, isn't it? Again, that has kojic, and then it's got niacinamide, lactic, salicylic, glycerin, jojoba esters. So that looks pretty nice. Again, though, smellies, perfume at the bottom.
That's the Mesoesthetic.
Yes.
Tranexamic, whatever.
Yeah.
How much is it?
Let's have a look. I'm just on the Inky decoder, so hold on.
It's a really good site, that is.
Oh, it's like my most used. I love it.
Yeah.
In fact, when I type in something that they don't have on there, I'm like, excuse me?
Yeah, what's going on, Inky?
Yeah. They have everything, but yeah. Let's have a look if I can see that. Is there anything on Yes Style?
I want to do some ordering. I'm in the mood for it.
£63. It's £63.
£63 from Mesoesthetic.
Okay,
for tranexamic acid. And the Inky List one
is $14.99.
Yeah, so I think I'd be trying that one first, to be honest. Oh,
there we go. Sorry. Right, so it does actually say the percentage on the Mesoesthetic is 3%. And then they've got, says enzymacid complex 5%, TYR control complex 2%, niacinamide 5%. So it's pretty, you know,
it's all right. Yeah, it's
pretty
good.
Well stocked with stuff.
Yeah.
However, again, it's there's you know, there's smellies in this and alcohol pretty high up as well. So
okay,
proceed with caution if you are irritated.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I would just never spend £63 on a cream.
And I think probably Obagi is around.
Obagi's really expensive. Yeah.
Is it even more expensive, do you think?
It depends quite a bit, I think. You know, it can be like hundred and something quid for something.
Okay.
Yeah. So
Obagi Vitamin C Serum. Oh my God, I've got a hair ache for having my hair in a ponytail.
Oh yeah, I do. I get that. Yeah, see, from Skin Station, Obagi Professional C 20% ascorbic acid is £108.
Wow.
I mean, piss off, to be honest.
Wow. What else is in there?
Ingredients include water, alcohol, ascorbyl glucoside, bloody, bloody, blah, fragrance. Yeah. No. I mean, piss off, basically.
You piss off.
Not you, Obagi. Just who the fuck do they think they are, charging £108 for some vitamin C dissolved in water with alcohol and fragrance?
Yeah.
Makes me so mad, I tell you.
Yeah, it is a shame that.
Yeah.
Because you'd be expecting some super amazing... stuff there, like some, you know, I think I wouldn't say some stuff is worth the price tag, but some stuff definitely warrants it more than that does, you know.
Yeah. Like, okay, that 3% tranexamic stuff from Mesoesthetic sounds like, yeah, okay, it's got the right percentage,
Especially if 3% is
the clinical, yeah.
You know, would do the same as hydroquinone. Yeah. Have the same effect. That's
in cool. You know, in one study or you know, whatever it was. So, you know, it's promising. Yeah.
I am going to buy the Inky List, I think. I might go on an Inky. It's been a while since I've...
I might buy that too because, yeah.
Yeah.
14 it, quid isn't much.
Yeah, a nice night treatment as well. I don't have any...
Yeah.
I don't have anything like
anti-pigmentation night treatment. Sounds perfect, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that sounds lovely.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So should we next... Because we've got to 50 minutes now.
Yeah, that's amazing. Let's do that next. Yeah.
So should we can talk about chemical peels and laser treatments next time maybe.
And actually by then I think that Sarah would have got back to me and I can ask my questions like, please let me just have the peel.
Yeah.
On its own.
Just say, excuse me, do you know me? Because I'm actually famous. So you should
I've
let me.
I've actually got 230 followers on my Instagram. I mean, have you heard of the skin beetles? Hello.
I invented the skin beetles. Oh my God. I'm just amazed by that. I just think that the skincare beetles is just the funniest thing ever.
Can we make some memes?
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Do you know what I mean though? You need a supporting act with something that is as permanent and as annoying as this.
Yeah.
You need
you can't just treat it with one thing. It's got to be a whole like, you know, team of anti-pigmentation.
Absolutely. That's things. Why, you know, it right down to your facial oils, you know, everything that I'm using now has something in there containing something George Harrison-esque, doing the work, plodding along.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, where would we be without Paul McCartney?
Yeah, just irritated. I don't know, why does he get such a bad... He gets such a bad rep, though.
He's not cool, is he? He's just not a cool guy. I think that's all it is.
Oh, do you think that's what it is?
I think that's it.
And I think he just went really arse over tit when he married Heather.
What's her surname? I don't remember her surname.
Mills.
Yeah, Heather that was Mills. A bit strange, wasn't it?
It was really strange, and then that was really awful. And then he dyed his hair sort of maroon. Do you remember? He just went through a maroon hair stage. Bless him. Yeah.
I still like him. I don't know. I think he's a nice guy. I don't. You know when you... I was talking to someone who's met a few famous people recently. And
no
I was like,
way.
Tell me all about them immediately. And it was just like, oh, I thought he was nice. Simon Cowell is apparently a legend.
No way.
Yes. Apparently he's...
I did not see that coming.
It was.
I know he smokes like a chimney.
Yeah. At the time, he smoked like a chimney. They were sharing a dressing room. So they were together for the whole week. And the person said that he's a great person, really good company and very kind and nice.
That is a really surprising, because I guess you're not, you know, the person you work with isn't a pop star on the other end of the microphone being told by him that she has to lose 20 pounds in weight. So
if
you're working with him in that respect, perhaps not so much of a ledge.
Yeah, I think, but... I don't know. Did he tell people to lose weight?
I think, you know, he's kind of known for being a little bit...
A bit of
like,
a...
change.
I think
face.
that was his, you know, his appeal on the programme, wasn't it, for being a bit of a prick?
Yes.
So he probably... In real life, apparently, he's a doll. He's really nice.
No way. Okay, who else? Come on, tell me.
I'm trying to think now. Because I don't want to say negative things about people, because what if... They were listening to the program.
Oh, what if Paul McCartney's crying into his Wings album?
I would do an impression. I'm not going to do that, though. Yeah. Apparently, Simon Pegg, not so great.
No. Oh, come on. No, Nia, you've got your Simons mixed up. Sorry.
No. Yeah.
Oh, no. I always have little dreams that I'm friends with Simon Pegg. Oh, come on.
Apparently not. Anyway,
don't say anything about Nick Frost. Don't you dare.
No, he's all right. I think he's a great person. Yeah,
I think he's a great person. I sat next to Simon Pegg. We were in the cinema, and I was watching King Kong or Kong, whatever the newest King Kong was. Must have been filming in Cardiff. And who was I? I was with Quam. Were sat there, and then I sat one space away from Simon Pegg, and I didn't know who it was, and he sneezed. Yeah. And I said, oh, bless you. And then I looked, and then he looked, and I was like, fuck, I just blessed Simon
Jesus.
Pegg.
Yeah.
And he did actually thank me for my blessing, so he's okay.
Maybe
with me.
He is all right. I don't know. Yeah. Oh no.
Come on, I want more.
Yeah. I'm not gonna tell you anymore. I saw Billy Piper in Tesco's once though.
Did you?
Buying smoker's toothpaste.
Yeah, because she was a smoker. She looks like right laugh.
Yeah, I don't know if she was. She was wearing a tracksuit. She was buying smoker's toothpaste. She didn't have any airs and graces.
I just think she's great. And she's now divorced that really bad husband. She was married to a really bad man.
Was she? Who's that?
Oh, God. Well, he's really not popular now because he was on Lawrence Fox. Do you remember Lawrence Fox?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And he got into issues because he was like, make Britain great again, sort of.
Ugh, V, no.
Yeah, he's a bit like that. We have to watch what we say about politics wise because remember that review?
Oh, God, yeah, we got into trouble, didn't we? We're not allowed to say anything bad about Trump, apparently.
No.
Well, I hope he gets better soon.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
that's on that.
Yeah.
I haven't met anyone famous.
Have you not?
Shit, have I not? I've met Steve Coogan, but as Alan Partridge, but obviously he was in character, so that's different.
I met Rob Brydon. I didn't like him at all.
What? Oh, for Christ's sake, Nia.
Ugh, no. I made a joke. I was getting him to sign a book for my dad, and I said, sign it to Lou, you old bastard. And he was like, who's this for? He was like, it was my dad. He was like, well, don't you like your dad? I'm like, yeah, it's a joke. And he just sort of looked at me like, what?
Oh,
Just
in a bad mood, was he?
I don't know. It's just like, I was like, it's just funny. Just write something horrible in there.
Yeah.
For a joke. Isn't that funny? And he didn't see the funny side.
You're not allowed to, the book signing for Alan Partridge, you're not allowed to ask him to write anything only because it would take too long. That was it. So he would just
There wasn't that many people queuing for Rob Brydon, to be fair. Otherwise, I wouldn't have queued.
That's a real shame. And you know what? Like, broad comedy panel show Rob Brydon is not great Rob Brydon. Rob Brydon was amazing when he did, like, Human Remains with Julia Davis. Yeah. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was good.
Like, dark and funny. And then he became a bit of, like, a cruise.
It's a bit cheesy.
A pleasure boat comedian.
I'd love to go on a pleasure boat now.
I do hope he's not listening. Imagine all these improbable men listening to our podcast.
Yeah, crying.
Yeah, him and Paul McCartney. Guys, I really hope that's been useful.
I don't know if it has, Natalie.
I think it has. It totally has.
Sure.
I just hope that Sarah isn't upset. I'm not at all, you know.
No, you've been very, very slagging kind off her. About Sarah.
Yeah, she's lovely and great and she does some amazing things. And I know at least three people who follow her independently and have had treatments with her and just love her to bits.
Okay.
She's great.
I'll have a look at her.
She's wonderful. Oh my God, her house. Wowee. It was so beautiful.
Oh, cool.
I know. And she was just great and very, and she just knows her stuff, but it was all of the follow-up stuff, the fact that I just have to use these things that I really don't want to use.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, if we can get a peel, just one peel done, you can do it.
Yeah. I would go to her twice a year just for those peels and out else.
Yeah. I get that.
Yeah. But nothing else. Either that, I don't want to be looking down the road IPL, but we'll talk more about that next week anyway.
Yeah, we'll get into that next time.
How was your date night?
Nothing happened. It wasn't a date night. It was just me watching TV on my own.
Oh, yeah, that's what happens now, isn't it?
Yeah, no more fun for anyone.
No one's having fun anymore. No. Hayden has spent hundreds, and I mean hundreds of pounds, on ramen meal kits.
What?
Matsudai Ramen is a really nice guy that I know, actually, from Dennis Powers. Mm. He has a Cardiff-based ramen company, and okay. they do meal kits, but also, you know, deliveries, and their stuff is just beautiful, like, It's ramen weather now as well. It's peeing down. It's really cold.
Yeah.
Lovely warming
bowl of soup.
Ramen bowl is what you need. But they're like, you know, not for people who are on a healthy eating tip, because I don't know.
No, really?
I put one into my fasting app and it was like, this is 720 calories. I was like, shit. Well,
that's all right if you haven't eaten.
What kind of soup is that? Yeah.
How's the fasting going?
Fasting is wicked. I love it. I am doing a type of fasting where it's fasting for like 18 hours a day. So I eat, but just in a smaller window. It's really great. I've lost about 8 pounds, which is great.
That's loads, yeah.
Which is what I wanted to. It was it's really good.
Well done.
Lots of energy. But now I'm hungry. I'm hungry now. And I'm in my fasting window, so I can't.
When can you eat next?
About 9:30 tomorrow.
What? In the morning?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
that's fine.
Shit.
I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, man, I got to work in the morning. Can you imagine?
Oh my God. I would faint. I can't do anything without carbs.
Yeah. But if you finish, it depends. You know, sometimes you feel like eating late at night, like on a weekend. Mm. Friday and Saturday, I can eat until like 10:30. And then on a school night, I could stop eating at 5:30, really. If I concentrated.
I've got to eat around like 8 or 9 because otherwise if I eat too early, I'm hungry at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
If I eat too late, I feel a bit blah.
Yeah. You do get used to the feeling, I suppose. I've been doing it for about 6 weeks now and it's good. Weirdly, I have more energy as well.
Yeah, they do
exercise.
Say that. Yeah, it's good for you to fast.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. I'm having a whale of a time, although now I'm hungry, so.
Yeah, that's annoying.
And it's going to pee down for the rest of the week.
Yeah, just rain as far as the eye can see.
What are you doing for Max's birthday?
Nothing. There isn't anything I can think of to do.
You can't do anything. What have you got him? Can you say?
No, I can't say. I'm not going to say. He's in the other room within earshot.
Damn.
So I shall not say.
Okay. Fine.
Sorry.
No, that's fine.
Because we just keep talking, don't we? Because we haven't seen each other for so long.
I know. Well, if it's like 50 minutes going on an hour now, I think by the time that you've edited out me looking for things on websites, it would be down to a nice healthy 45 minutes. I think that's really, it's really good for a two-parter. I think that's lovely.
Yeah, cool. Well, thank you for speaking to me on this rainy evening. We'll speak soon.
Do you know what I really want to do as well? Because we've got so many new joiners to the Facebook Skincare with Friends Facebook group. I would really like to do a podcast just with Q&A.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, that'd be lush.
Yeah. So should we put something on the Facebook group to just say, send us your questions, personal and skincare related. I love personal.
Anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get personal.
Let's try and like create some sort of skincare other boy band apart from the Beatles. Like maybe take that. Who's going to be Robbie Williams?
I think we need to do something for our American friends.
Yes.
And our Korean K-pop
I don't know anything about that at all.
I just know BTS.
Yeah, I think most people know them, don't they?
So old.
We're super old.
We are super old. My face has just started going red and hot. It's funny, isn't it, hydroquinone? It's just a strange
old... I don't get any redness at all.
Do you not?
Not a single minute of redness.
That is madness. I get a hot face like you've never...
There's a picture of you looking like an apple on the Facebook group.
Yeah, a proper red apple. It doesn't bother me because I just know what it is and why it is. But that's really strange that you don't get any.
No.
Do you get dryness or anything?
No, Nothing.
No, I don't get dryness either. Strange.
It's really odd. I don't know why this time it's been a breeze. I don't know why.
Although, can I just say a shout out to my amazing, well, you listeners haven't heard it yet because the Korean skincare podcast has not been published, but we did go on about essences and serums and my skin is feeling really plump and glowy. I think apart, melasma aside, it's definitely the best condition it's ever been in.
Yeah.
It's just... The Ionic serum with beta glucans in it is just my favorite thing. It's really cool.
I'm going to order that. I think
it's gorgeous. Really, really nice.
A little Yes style shop.
Yeah.
Just to make me feel better.
Do that and then get an inky list. And I'm going to get an inky list.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Tranexamic cool. for life. Okay.
Yeah. Let's just buy our way through this lockdown.
Well, I kind of already have. I calculated how much I've spent on skincare. It's quite shocking.
Really?
Oh, no. Yeah. Oops. Yes. I'm not going to say. Yeah, it's bad.
Gosh, shit.
I'll say next time.
Oh. Well, on that note, should we say ta-ra? Yeah.
Ta-ra, everyone. Bye. Speak to you soon.
Speak to you soon. Take care. Ta-ra.
Ta-ra.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.